Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. I really enjoy it. I like to be outside. I like the physical challenge of it. I like having sore, aching muscles at the end of the day.
Today I'm speaking with Elizabeth, a rope access technician who's worked in many different industries and travelled nationally for work.
My name's Elizabeth. I do rope access and rigging work.
Elizabeth, do you want to tell us a little bit about your career, like where it is you work and how you got into it?
I do lots of different jobs in construction and oil and gas and mining. Started out as a window cleaner. It was just random, actually. Me and my friend just saw some high-rise window cleaners and thought it would be fun to try and do it. So we just went and did a course. And there was a company who said they would give us a job afterwards, but it ended up being a bit trickier to get in for me than that.
And what do you mean by it was a bit trickier?
After we did the course, I had a bit of trouble getting a job. It took a bit of time. I was living in Adelaide. There's not a whole lot of work opportunities for it there. So it took me about a year to actually get my first job as a window cleaner.
Wow, good on you for sticking it out. And what is the training you have to do to get into rope access?
The one-week training course, I had to go over to Melbourne to do it because it's not offered in Adelaide. And they just sort of teach you the basics, basic rescue from the ropes and how to do some basic manoeuvres. And then, so as I said, it took about a year before I managed to get a job as a window cleaner. After that, I did a lot more courses in construction, like dogging and rigging, elevated work platform, scissor lift, working at heights, those kinds of courses. And then I moved over to Sydney, and there's actually a lot of work there. So I managed to get training in construction and that kind of stuff. And then did some work in the mines and then oil and gas.
So to get work in those other industries, do you need any other tickets?
Mostly just rope access, but employers really, it's very favourable to have a lot of tickets anyway, just because every now and again you might do something with it, even though most of the time I was just doing rope access.
And Elizabeth, can you walk us through a typical day in your shoes?
Oh, it's so hard because there's so many different things. Like, so it could be anything from window cleaning on a high-rise building, pressure cleaning or painting, then some really unusual stuff like maintenance on theme parks. I've actually worked inside water slides, changing filters, worked on stadiums, installing lighting, installed stadium roofs as well. And then working in the mines or oil and gas, might be working on really big machines, doing some maintenance, changing out bits that are broken. I did a couple of months of work cleaning pipes, so we just had to crawl through pipes and with a duster and get photos and stuff like that. So it's really different. There's no typical day.
Wow, sounds like a lot of variety and you have to be good at a lot of different things.
Yeah, because it's, I guess, a bit niche to have the rope access qualification, people are really willing to train you in other stuff.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. I really enjoy it. I like to be outside. I like the physical challenge of it. I like having sore, aching muscles at the end of the day.
Are there many other women in the industry?
I have met a few, but I think the percentage is pretty low. It wouldn't be more than a few percent women. I think a lot of women don't realise it's an option for them. A lot of women have told me that it's something they'd like to do, but they think they're not strong enough. Or I actually had one girl told me that she always wanted to work in construction since she was a kid, but she thought that they just didn't hire women to do that. And I just think it's just because people think it's not an option for women.
And we were talking about scaling buildings and some cool manoeuvres that you get to do in rope access. Can you explain what some of the manoeuvres are?
Transferring from one set of ropes to another. There's something called aid climbing, which is where you climb along a set of bolts instead of being on a rope, sort of just, I guess. There's a lot of different rescues. There's actually three levels of rope access, and as you go up each level, they're more technical. There's heaps of videos online if you're more interested in it. You can just Google IRATA, which is IRATA. If you Google IRATA, you can see all the kinds of manoeuvres that they teach you.
It sounds like so much fun. Obviously, you're not afraid of heights at all, are you?
Oh, actually, I'm pretty scared of heights. So, but when I started out, yeah, I was terrified for the first few weeks at least. And every time, like if I haven't been on a really tall building for a while, going back on one is really scary, but I just do it anyway.
And what's the highest building that you've worked on?
Mine's not so big, 90 or 100 metres, I think. It's better kind of to look down and then get a bit used to it, and then, but as you go down the building, it gets easier because you're closer to the ground.
And have you had much support from your family and friends to do what you do?
They're all a bit scared of it, to be honest. Like, I think my mum's a bit anxious about me doing that kind of work, but she's also really excited, and she tells her friends about, oh, my daughter works in construction, and yeah, they're pretty supportive of it.
What resources have helped you get yourself to where you are today?
My main resource would just be probably the Construction Industry Training Centre. I did so many courses through them, and it really, really helped with my career. People, when they see you've put yourself through so many courses, realise that you take it seriously and that you want to be there. And also, a lot of the time, you need those kind of that training. So that's my main resource that I've used.
And what would you recommend to listeners who are interested in pursuing a similar career pathway?
I would recommend just going out and giving it a go. Apply to as many jobs as you can, take as many opportunities as you can, and definitely look into putting yourself through some training. Yeah, I think once you do the training, it depends whereabouts you live, but in places like Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, there's a lot of work, and it shouldn't be too hard to just ring around, ring everyone that you can and ask them if they're looking for people. Also on Facebook, there's a lot of work for it as well.
Yeah, training's so important. Where did you go for your training? Sorry, you said it was in Melbourne?
So I did the rope access training in Melbourne. But most major cities have IRADA training centres. You can just look that up online. But I also did a lot of training in the Construction Industry Training Centre, which was in Adelaide. But every city has somewhere that will have under a similar name, something like that, where you can do lots of construction courses.
And Elizabeth, we're going to have to wrap up in a minute, but is there any words of advice that you have for the women listening who are considering a career in construction?
I think a lot of women don't do it because they think you have to be a certain kind of woman, like you have to be a really strong woman or a really brave woman or something like that. But I would say, I would tell kids, like, anyone can do it if you're interested in it. You don't need to be super strong or anything like that. You'll learn everything that you need to learn for the job. And yeah, if you want to do it, just give it a go.
And how can listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you need to get in touch with me, Tradeswomen Australia has my details.
Thank you for tuning into today's show in partnership with the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. You can find out more about pursuing an apprenticeship and beginning your lady tradie career on our website at www.tradeswomenaustralia.com.au or on the myskills.gov.au website. If you enjoyed our show today, please leave us a 5-star rating and spread the word to encourage more women into trades. Thanks again and catch you next week.